This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let's continue the study we started in our last visit using the 4S, or four-step approach to Bible study. I encourage you to read over Acts 2, 42 through 47, and spread out the facts you find on some paper. This is what I came up with. The new converts devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, that is, eating meals together and or celebrating communion, and to prayer. Everyone, including outsiders, observing this were filled with awe at what God was doing. Many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. The believers spent much time together. They shared everything in common. It must be remembered, many of them were visitors from other countries who extended their stay in Jerusalem following Pentecost. Some stayed beyond what their resources could cover. Those who had possessions sold them and shared with any who had need. They continued meeting together every day in the temple courts and in homes, where they shared meals with gladness and sincerity. The believers praised God and enjoyed the favor of all the people. God was drawing onlookers to himself, and the believers received new converts into their fellowship daily. Now that you have the facts spread out before you, sort them into groups and describe each group. Then start organizing these groups in a logical progression and structure and outline. When I did this, it came together in such a way that I had a basis for evaluating my own participation in the life of my church, and I had a better look at how God views our church.